Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello friends, checking in on a sinking flaming Bravo on a Beverly Hills episode. First, we had a couple items we want to discuss that are random. The first is last week, maybe I was like on Instagram. Somehow I got to Nielsa from Floribama Shore's profile, and she has these reels of her making
lunch. I am so happy. I was so fascinated with it. I would watch it.
I was fascinated too. You guys have to go check it out. Okay, I'll tell you why I thought it was
so glad that you. It blew my mind that I'm like, oh my God, we're so in sync that you cared about it, because I was like, who gives a shit? It's one of those things you would never think someone else would care about, but I can't watch enough of it.
Well, there's a few things that make it hilarious. One is like, she's doing this, like she's like, there's these moms online that are like pediatricians and dietitians who like, you know, it'll be like, oh, today, like, here's what my grain-free, like meat-free kid ate. And it'll be like, you know, like a 7-course meal and like steamed
noodles.
And then Nielsa's like literally doing it, but she's putting like squirt mayonnaise on like Wonder Bread and
wiping it. And she's got this nasty like turkey. I mean, I eat cold cuts, but it does skeeve me out sometimes.
Terrible. And then the funniest part is like, I think her kid, because like she was pregnant.
How old?
A kid.
He's can he even two? Eat? He's in freaking daycare. Is he warming up the raviolis that she's cooking? She's got so much food.
The amount of food that she packed for
it's
one
ridiculous.
Kid's daycare lunch. Obscene. If you want to talk about childhood obesity, there's the surefire way.
Well, at least it's decent food. At least she's trying. I don't think that makes like, a kid obese.
Carb
a little boy
for
if he's hungry, I guess, but
it was insane. So
but
much
she's
food.
Making pasta salad, she's like cutting up all these vegetables.
The,
and I'm like, what's
the ravioli? The ravioli was killing.
Does
me.
That stay
so
warm?
She did cheese wrapped in meat,
right?
And then she did
cutting
a side
it up
of
like
ravioli.
It's Costco sandwiches
with sauce. Oh, it's great. If anybody wants to laugh, just go check out, like, she has like a ton of them.
And just, then
like,
she's cutting out lunch. These like tortillas with cream cheese. It's like this kid, I mean, it looks better than it grosses me out, because I would, but it's way, I have to give her credit, it's way more than I've ever done by a trillion. They give out lunch for free here in California, so the kids eat whatever slop California's feeding them, and I don't give a fuck, because they come home starving most of the time. And at snack time, they're offering them donuts and shit. It's like, give them some fruit. Get Michelle Obama's plan in here. I thought that this was like out the door. Even in California, they're feeding them shit. But
it's great.
It's exhausting day after day to just clean that lunchbox. I would be done after three days.
I threw in like he never will eat almond butter. Like they don't do peanut butter, but like an almond butter and jelly. No matter what, he'll be like, hey, much. And today I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm doing it again. I don't care if he doesn't eat it. I don't want to make anything else.
No, so at least it's better getting. Than so you have to make a lunch for him and bring it.
And his school's kosher because he goes to a Jewish preschool, so it's a pain in the ass.
Are these kids at these places? How long is Nilsa's kid at daycare? He's like a little
baby. It was enough food for like 25.
I'm like, is he going to choke? Who's watching this kid slop down pasta salad? But
the craziest was like, it was like a full bento box of food and then a side thing of ravioli. It was like, what are we doing here?
And she's
like,
again, filling to your up. Point,
is it gone the... 7-7? What's happening? Oh,
and who's heating up these? There's no way that that little Yeti bullshit, whatever warmer is keeping those things hot and piping. I got a psychopathic kid who wants to reheat his food if it's sitting there too long and while he's eating it.
Yeah, it's wild. So check it out. If you guys
I think it's like
a weird conversation, then don't. But
to keeping up with the other moms.
Yeah,
I could give a fuck.
No, I don't care either. I haven't gone sure to the... I put this on my Instagram. You saw it on my private Instagram. My three-year-old son is doing soccer. 3 years old. Who gives a fuck? They are all going to be crying and running around the field like assholes anyways. They send out the like, hey, we're picking up jerseys today. Immediately, there's like, people are going nuts. 2 for Grayson. Number 7, please. He needs 15. Blah, 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 blah. And finally, the coach has to go in the text and be like, hey, everyone, I will pick them up tonight at 6 p.m. I will text you and you can, it'll be first come first serve for numbers. I'm sitting there like, who gives a fuck? I could care less. So I'm sitting there waiting.
It's nuts.
6 p.m. comes, everybody's on it. They're like, oh, and of course, none of the numbers that these fucks wanted was available. And it was just like hilarious.
These numbers, I mean, like they're bent like Beckham. It's so ridiculous.
Is this this is Kobe picking his new number with the Lakers? Who gives a shit? Like,
nuts.
This is not deep. Your kid, you won't remember it. Your child won't remember it. Like, I can't. So who knows what number he will be, but you know.
I know we're probably the pariah of the baseball team. Now, yeah. Now I have a spot where I like to sit where I can see, and then they switch dugouts. So we were sitting next to our team the other day. So we're cheering for both teams just to make it so it's not awkward. And I'm sure all the other parents think we're pieces of garbage, but I'm really entering into this whole sports world and it's crazy.
I'm not prepared.
So they're supposed to put their names in the back of their jerseys themselves. I have a cricket, so I put it on there and I didn't offer to do everybody else's because it's just like, I really could give a flying fuck, but some mom messages everybody in the group and is like, I can do everyone's number. I can do their names if you haven't done it yet. You just have to give me a donation. It's like, what's it cost? 2 cents to make their freaking name if you already have the iron-on vinyl? It's like a weird thing. People are fucking way more cheap than I realize. Like, just freaking put it. If you don't offer to help everybody, if you can't just spend the buck to really, you're asking for a donation? I just found that to be odd.
Yeah, people are nuts.
This is another thing. Sorry, but mom shit. When the little team mom is messaging everyone, it's going to be hot. Bring water. Oh, no shit. I didn't realize it's freaking 110 degrees and they should have some freaking water. It's so condescending. I find that condescending.
I can't with these like.
I have water. And if my kid doesn't, let him pass out of dehydration. We'll send him to the hospital. Don't fucking worry about it.
It's always to a green there's always an Android user in the mix who screws up the message. So you like, for me, I have no service in my house. So it's like at the messages I'm sending and people aren't getting, it's just like,
I told my mom the other day that she's poor because she has Android. She got an iPhone, didn't like it, returned it. Little psychopath.
I can't. And
I go, well, you know, you just come across poor. And she like, her feelings were so hurt. I'm like, I'm just joking. Then I'm like overcompensating.
You guys, we
they
even
say that those phones. I know. Oh, yeah. Those phones are probably way better quality than iPhone. And I try to make her feel better. But it's funny.
Right. Yeah. OK.
I want to apologize to somebody.
Yeah.
I kind of was a sharp tongue too on Instagram.
Ooh, sharp tongue.
I just want to reach out to N. That's her. Her screen name, God bless her. That's an awesome name, honestly.
Love it.
And I love you. That's it.
Oh, all right. Let's get into what you just say.
Well,
I wonder.
We can talk about. Oh, no. I just had put it's a whole line. I'll get into a whole nother thing.
All right.
But
if you guys
want to talk about how do you
Justine
say that guy's
DMs?
Name? Adnan.
We'll talk about
we can
that.
Talk
on
about that.
Level,
how do you say his name?
Adnan.
Adnan. What's his last name?
Syed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating how everyone can be into something. And I've never heard of his name ever or seen a picture of him in my life.
Serial was a podcast that got me into podcasts.
Period. I've heard of that.
That was where the story comes from. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Beverly Hills.
Oh, and Leah and Geneva's going to see Leah fucking Michelle taking the stage.
Yeah, I'm going to Funny Girl this weekend.
Oh my God,
back.
You bitch. I am so jealous.
Report back in the big city.
You should go see. I would love for you to go see Hugh Jackman in The Music Man for me.
God, I'd rather.
That would
it would be
so good. You
I have
love
to say
it.
Like I'm going to this because my friend that I'm meeting in New York is a huge Broadway person. I've never been to a Broadway show. I'm not a musical person.
Ask her if she wants
have
to
other
go.
Plans, but
go for me. Cancel those plans.
I'll report back. All right. For
I love a musical.
Beverly Hills. This is what I need to say. And I have a major issue with Bravo presenting these things as they're going to be central to the storyline. Where is the footage? I don't understand how we don't see any of this. You don't even give us her Stormy. Like, it's insulting to me. Now the biggest thing that's happened, we're not going to see it. It always happens like this. Ooh, off camera.
It's all leveraged on Lisa Rinna.
Really annoying.
Like, if Lisa Rinna's telling the truth or not, and she's totally soap opera acting.
Right.
The whole show seemed, once they got out of Aspen, it seemed really fake.
Flat.
Especially with Erica Jane. Like, if they're not going to, the way she kept talking and her cracked out.
At the end, when she was talking Liberty to Diana. Outfit, where she's like, are we going to talk about Erica?
Right.
Are we going to talk about everybody? It's like, why are you talking like that?
It seems really acting. Or is she shit-faced?
If I see one more 20s party, I'm going to throw my TV at the wall. I'm sick
of
the 20s party.
Who wants to dress up like that?
I just...
Dress up like the 2000s.
A birthday party with 12 people where they all hate each other and Crystal's
was
acting
so
like they
fake.
All mean something to her is like, come on, this is not
them sitting in that basement. The
forced.
Basement doesn't look that nice. Sheree's basement looked
it
fabulous.
Looks like Sheree's. It honestly looks like Sheree's basement to me,
but
just
hers
lower
look better.
Ceilings. Right.
Yeah. Maybe the ceilings are so low. A basement is not meant to be. Buy another property somewhere. You need a basement.
I love a basement, like kind of like, you know, like I love a subterranean little vibe of a house. Like, I don't mind that.
On
but
the
that
East Coast
be where,
they're meant to be.
Party. Yeah.
How do you even have a basement in California that you're not? Nobody has them.
I know.
They dig it. I wonder how that happened.
Yeah.
I don't love a basement. Well. I've spent too much time in like half done basements.
Yeah. See, that's your East
that's
Coast
where you
life.
Live. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think
depressing.
That
a lot of black mold in lungs.
I guess my question, do you believe, I believe that Kathy probably 100% flipped out. But
especially after what sold me was her confessional where she's like, Lisa was a sweetheart. She was just listening to me. And I think Kathy Hilton is that batshit that she would.
Well, and I also think like way. She's been surrounded by essentially people who work for her for decades, right? Like her. So she probably is able to act psychotic and no one ever checks her. Like, she probably says crazy shit to the woman's name. She doesn't even know who works for her. You know what I mean? Like, I don't find it beyond the realm of possibility. I think that Rinna's a little,
she's
a
faking
little dramatic.
It. She's at when she was in the foyer leaving. Are you okay? Is it real or whatever? Yes. It's so
real.
Acting.
I have seen the devil and her name is Kathy Hilton.
and on their private jet eating those sandwiches.
Ugh. I'm good on a chicken salad sandwich on a plane.
Is it warm? Is it Nielsen food? Lisa Rinna saying that Kyle is more famous and more successful than Kathy. It's just weird.
Do you I was like, what? I think if I asked 20 people who do not watch reality TV, who's Kyle
don't know
Richards,
either
who
of them.
Kathy Hilton. Oh, they would know. They would say Kathy Hilton. Oh, she must be. She's a Hilton. Like that
right.
to me is
just
fake.
Her last name. Right.
Yeah.
But has she done anything? No.
If I go ask my dad,
she just fucked up her daughter.
Who's Kyle Richards? He'd be like, what the fuck? I have no idea. Is that a friend of yours? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she's famous. Like the average person knows her.
getting famous off Housewives, I'll never give you 100% credit. Even Bethany. It's still you were a housewife. Like, I don't look at him like a real, true business person that I would be proud to
for I've any reality up, star like any, Molly May.
No, I do not respect her. It's always just like, I'll never believe it. Not just slapping. Good for them, but it's not like a real person who came from nothing. Like a Jeff Bezos, who's an extreme, or some woman, you know, who I give credit to, like the girl who's in Good American with, what's her Chloe. Face? With
I think Chloe, that
or Barbara on Shark Tank, or what's her face?
Yeah, there's something to be said though to somebody who takes an opportunity like this and turns it into an entire life sustaining business. Like Molly May is probably gone. A millionaire.
Yeah, and let's
hope not be gone.
I don't think another 10 years Molly May is going to be churning and burning some stupid shit. She'll live off. They'll have money, hopefully. And Tommy.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of a legacy. No, nothing taken against them. I'm happy for them.
Right. But it delegitimizes their success.
I don't 100%, you know, baby Bethany the most out of anybody. No, I don't take away everything, but I don't look at it in inspiration.
No, I mean,
just because Housewives is just a joke and it's such a big platform. Like it's just reality TV. You've seen them like sitting there screaming about spreading their legs open and then.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh God,
Molly May. Women. That's so funny that Molly May pops in your head as like a legitimate.
I've been watching their like house come together. I'm like, shit, they got real money. That house looks like a Kardashian house. Like they're really like they have money.
And I think they live in kind of the offskirts of England. Yeah, so yeah. who knows how much they're spending.
Right, but
and they got good money.
The fixtures, yeah, they got money for sure.
I nothing against them, but you know. I respect Tommy because he's an athlete and actually putting
like,
in.
This isn't the Molly May podcast, but I feel like their age is another reason why I give them major credit. She's 23 years old.
They hit a perfect market for their age.
Perfect.
Too.
And so like to me, timing. 10 years, she's only 30. She'll probably be like relevant. Like I think she'll be relevant in 10 years. We'll see. 10 years. Let's circle back. I feel like she'll still be around. Molly May, baby.
She'll be making lunches.
I love there's probably like half the people listening are like, who the fuck is Molly May?
If you don't know Molly May.
Yeah, you're missing out on a little treasure of life.
Adorable.
The cutest. Okay.
And if Tommy announces another fight and then backs out or something happens, that's it.
Not a good
Sorry, Tommy. You better go in and win. If you lose, you're done. You have to win.
Whichever Paul has screwed him a little
Paul
bit.
Wall.
Like,
yeah.
Paul Wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's his name? John Paul? No.
Oh, I whatever. Forget.
Rick Paul?
The YouTube guy.
Yeah, oh, whatever God, their names are. Know. Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
That's one of them.
But trash.
Is that the one he's fighting? I don't know. Whatever. Whatever he did with those people, getting into that was not a good look for him.
No.
Yeah.
It sounds like a loser move. Yeah.
All right, I guess to go back to Beverly Hills. Generally, I love this kind of drama. I just wish I'd seen it. It falls flat when, like, see, it's also like the power of Kathy Hilton is that if this was anybody else, they'd be in her face coming at her. And they all just sit there, even though she violated them in the most violent way ever. And Rinna just took it. It was weird.
She's pounding on the walls and Lisa Rinna's hiding in her room texting Erica. Why would Lisa Rinna, housewife vet, not be recording?
I know.
It's a crime. She should be fired for that.
I saw the preview for next week where they actually sit down and talk about it.
That's
going to
be great.
To.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Yeah, it really does.
Ready for it.
And housewives, hello. You know that they're leaving this club. How are their hours? How would we not have 24 surveillance?
Why do we get shit like making chocolate, but we don't get them in the club fucked up at 1 a.m. in Aspen?
About how chocolate is a luxury. I could chuck my TV across the room.
I fast forwarded. I'm not going to lie.
They said chocolate is a luxury 100 times. And Dory makes you happy. The way Dory is licking Erica's asshole is unbelievable.
Dory really plays
two-faced.
Both sides.
Watch out, Kyle.
Fully. When she was sitting down with Garcelle about the comment, she's like, well, it was after, right? It's like, but she's not saying like, ooh, Erica's pissed at you. You better know. Like she definitely plays both
sides.
They were
on Watch What Happens Live together too.
Low-key, sneaky way. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Interesting combo for them to do that. Yeah. And Garcelle went at her and said, well, I don't think it's funny that you laughed at my son. Like Garcelle is, she's unbelievable. She's like a housewife we've never seen before.
Because you know what? She doesn't let anybody get her. Like she doesn't. Like when Erica's telling her, like, I'm really like, and she just sits there, well, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And like,
and I believe her.
And I do too. But like, she's ice cold in the sense, like, if Garcelle says something out of her mouth, she means it. And she will tell you to your face she means it, and she will not take it back. She'll apologize that you feel bad about it, but she won't be like, oh no, I didn't mean to say that.
Right.
She'll just be like, no, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And that's great.
I love her. I want to be married to her. I really love her beyond measure. Sheree,
she's the powerhouse.
Obviously was trying to become like a real housewife by that stupid stunt with the writing the name and with a highlighter, trashing up that card.
Yeah. I'm good on Sheree.
Garcelle's got to watch her back with her because there's later in the season or later recently.
Yeah, there can't be later in the season.
Hanging out with Diana. Yeah, it's almost over. I think 25. We only have two left.
God. Oh, only two.
Diana, right. To me, has ruined the season. We've wasted time with her and Sutton fighting. That seems like another season ago.
Yeah.
Should have just gotten right to the meat of this. Even if it was 5 episodes, this was the only thing worth watching. What did we watch for 10 episodes before?
Ugh. Yeah, it's too long. Too long.
It doesn't... And Kathy and Kyle and them talking about how when they were kids, they would scratch each other's backs and arms until blood was drawn. It's just a real toxic world, sisterhood just them.
My cousins were obviously, they're both brother, like they were brothers. They fought brutal. Like,
oh yeah, my brother and I did too. But just to hear it, like me and my brother, I would gloss it over now. You know, but I'm sure my brother and I really went toe to toe, but I'm also a girl. He's a boy, but okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let me think here. Kyle. And do you think that Kathy is jealous of Kyle or is it more hurt because of Mauricio? Is Mauricio a big problem? And the whole moving of the agency.
I think their relationship is broken and has been broken for decades. I think there's
why
I think it's 40 years of like, shit. I think it's stuff with their mom. It's stuff with Kim. I think it's just decades of bullshit.
I'm team Kathy with the whole like American Girl, whatever TV show that was. You don't need to talk about their mom. If my mom was gone and that young and everything, you lost her so young. And then my sibling went and wrote a script about her. I would be a little weird about it too.
Yeah, but she never watched it, just like she never watched the...
But either way, like, it did make her come across as, like, a hooker. Or, you know, I loved it.
I never watched it.
First Stone, but, I don't know. It's a little... Kathy, I wonder if Kathy did sue them or there was some behind the scenes that they have to hide stuff or gloss her over more now. Do you think she has that much power?
Maybe.
Would they sacrifice?
I'd be interested to see what the next situation? Two episodes look like what portrayal they give her. I think that'll be very telling.
Here's my other thoughts I've been thinking. Is is Erica Jane, the way that she's more honest and more, I guess, whatever, unkept, like, is she more of a less of a criminal? And like Jen Shaw is more of a criminal because we all are fooled by her and she's more charming.
They're not the same to me. Like, because like, yes, those are two people facing legal issues, but one has literally admitted guilt. Like, right, she's right. Now so said she's guilty. It's way worse.
Or, well, because she had. Right. But she becomes across more charming. So does it show that she really is the criminal, like that, because she's charmed our pants off? Like, even though she's guilty, people still love her. You don't see the hate and vitriol for Jen Shaw like you do for Erica.
Oh, I think we do. I think we're just not in the right circles, because I feel like the racists would really not as come much.
Racists come for Jen Shaw.
I would say people who are like more like, you know, Jen Shaw isn't white and she's taking advantage. I could just see people having a stronger opinion about Jen Shaw.
I've never seen anything about her being racist.
No, not her being racist. I'm saying the racists would more likely hate Jen than Erica. Just because she's not white. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be more likely to give her shit.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But I think that
from what I see on the internet, she just gets a lot more leeway. The internet. That's all that I'm seeing.
No, yeah, this should be studied, how Jen Shaw is like handling this, because
she's
wild.
Getting away with it a lot. I mean, I don't see any people still, you would,
yeah, she's
it,
getting away with it 100%. She's gonna end up in jail,
and she'll be on Watch What Happens Live, and she'll be everywhere. And she pled guilty, but Erica Jane, there's no charges against her, really.
Right.
Not that I'm saying anything she does is right, but it is interesting. It's very interesting.
It is.
It's just because Erica's a cold-hearted broad. I don't know.
I
think Coach Shaw kind of softens up Jen Shaw.
Yeah.
I'm still fascinated by him. Seems like a great guy. I feel bad for him. All right.
He should have divorced her.
Erica is saying that she's not going to be the whipping boy. She really seems on another planet with the things that she says.
She really is. She's crazy. All of this is wild.
In my head, just thinking of what Kathy Hilton was doing makes me laugh. Like, the way that she's saying that she's jumping
on her glasses. That was great.
Smacking the walls and screaming, I made something Kyle, and I'll take her down.
To see.
Why are we nuts?
I know.
I feel like I did in my head. I'm just picturing it.
I would love it. All right, guys. Some Bravo stuff, I think, is coming back soon. So it won't just be us talking Beverly Hills. We'll have a
Southern
Winter
Charm.
House.
I think we might have dropped too soon. It does look like it's getting more interesting, but.
Oh, OK. I could always go back.
Maybe next week.
Happening. All right. All right, guys. We love you. And we'll be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.